3. So there you are, strung up in the shed. You can see the things that used to be inside you in a tub in the corner. Someone or something will eat them, and they will be gone. You mourn the loss of these things because you don't realize there is something else in you now, growing, evolving. You think you are empty, and this is how you will justify everything to come. It was the loss. It was grief. It was someone you loved, and because you loved them when it was time, you made the decision. And you wanted to run and run and run then, but you were not trained for it. So you stayed, because where will you go? Loss finds everyone, even the ghosts and the really excellent hiders. It is real when the light goes out in someone you love. You feel it, like an electric charge in the air in a storm. There's a flash of terror in your head for yourself and for them, then nothing. You carry what's left of them home in a plastic bag with a hard handle. Their clothing, shoes, glasses, a necklace maybe. How can you even tell? It all just looks like pieces of them, because it's just a container of entrails, of insides to be consumed in time. All of it will end up in a container. A coffin, an urn, that empty space in your chest. And you wait and wait to feel something again.